What's up, TSO gang, 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 gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. What's up, babies? So, y'all know I start off every episode with the... thanking you. Like, I have to thank you. There's no way that I'm not thanking you guys. You guys are why I do what I do. You guys have been wonderful. You guys are really taking this podcast, you know, to the next level. I love you guys down. Babies, 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 babies. You guys know we have that message link. Send in any topics, any messages, any comments that you have. Make sure you are hitting that message button and leaving that message for me. Any platform, you guys can go ahead and sub to my Instagram, which is key_banks, or you can go ahead to Facebook, Talk Sex Only, and, you know, follow the page, leave your comments, topics, suggestions, advice down below. Any video, any post of that has to do with, you know, the Talk Sex, the podcast, pretty much. So guys, this morning I have decided to release this podcast a little early today. As I know my babies have noticed, I had one message asked about the podcast this past Monday and Wednesday. So you guys, this past Monday and Wednesday, I had a lot going on in life. To be honest with you, I've decided to, my job has been down. Like, so I work at a Marriott and I work 2 days a week. Which is good enough for me. You know, I get my good ass benefits and discounts on the hotels. So you guys, I love 2 days a week. I don't really like, you know, anything other than 2 days a week. I have my own business that I, you know, have going on, and I'm invested in myself. So that's full time. Now, my job, they've had people quit. They've had people leave. Unfortunately, I feel bad for them. I love them down. And when I love people, I do my best to help them. That's all I know. That's what I do. That's me. It's instilled in me. I can't get rid of it. No matter how bad I try to ignore the problem, I like to solve problems. So I've decided to go ahead and go full time. So you guys, I've been transitioning into, you know, being full time back at work, because I haven't worked a full time job since 2020. And even 2020 I was working part-time at home, you know, because the rest of the time I spent in myself. So I've been transitioning back into that. Now I have to get back into my move, my groove, my mojo with you all, which is not going to take much. It's not going to take long. I have actually gone ahead and set aside my time frames for everything: working, recording, and you know, publishing. And also I have, of course, the YouTube channel, which you guys can go ahead and check out. Also, Life as Key, you guys, I have on there our weekly giveaways for money counts. If you guys want to go ahead and enter in to win, every Friday I cash app a lucky winner. If there is a winner that is able to guess the money pal, the money count. So you guys, we have all of this stuff going on. We're just added on to the brand of, you know, TSO. You know, that's what we do, guys. So we have our website, shopdyk.com, and, you know, we have the channels. So go ahead and tune into it all. That is all in the descriptions under this post. So you guys can go ahead and tune into that. Let's get into the episode, though, you guys. So we are talking about freak levels. So, baby, I myself, I don't know what you guys consider freaky. So for me, freak nasty is not somebody that's just walking around, you know, saying I got wet pussy, or I got the best dick, or, you know, like, after I fuck you, you won't want to fuck no more, or let's see, where else could we go with this? I've heard, you know, I make bitches throw up, or, you know, I make bitches feel like their stomach gonna fall out, or their intestines, or I fuck bitches so good that they can't fuck for another week or whatever. Like, no, that's not freaky. That's not a freak. That is just downright disgusting. I don't want nobody fucking me and making my intestines fall out. Like, no, that shit is nasty. Yes, I have had it done. Yes, I have had, you know, sex to where it's like, oh, fuck this. Like, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good off this for a while. But it's not like it's something that, you know, like my man afterwards was boasting about and to the point where this is our sexual routine. No. It's like, okay, we're having angry sex. Like, you know, classify the fucking sex. Don't just go making me throw up or having my motherfucking intestines feel like it's about to fall out just because. Like, motherfucker, are we angry? Are we motherfucking angry? Because if we motherfucking angry, then let's get it on. But if we ain't fucking angry at each other, what the fuck? No. Talk dirty to me. Fuck me good, you know? But wait, you over here trying to make my shit fall? No. No, that's not, this is not the time. And may nor be the place. Okay, so but for me, a freak is not someone in that nature. Like I said, a freak for me is someone who, you know how to hit all my spots. Like, you know how to, fuck that, like, you know how to create a spot. Fuck that. You ever had somebody make a spot for you? Like, you, like, let's say you had somebody like touch this spot before this area and you ain't never felt nothing, and then you had that next person that decided to go ahead and fuck that spot or lick that spot or touch that spot, suck on that spot, however, whatever the fuck they doing, like slap that dick on that spot, like whatever it is that they fucking doing, you've never had that shit done before. You like, you know, like, okay, like that's like, ooh, baby, you a freak after that, like. Use a freak after that, like, you know, let me slap. Yeah, that's that freak nature. That's that freak nasty. Or even if you beating it up, but you know, you ever had somebody like beat it up, but they also know how to like play with that shit? Like, don't just beat my shit up, like, fuck, like, you know what I mean? Like, moisturize the clitoris. Okay, rotate that clitoris. That clitorial area, okay? I need some motion in the ocean going on over there also. It's not all about the inside, you know? I got exterior parts also that need attendance. You know, also need attending to. So, that's what I consider a freak. Like, you know how to penetrate me and bust that clitoris open? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a freak. That's my freak nasty. That's my freak nasty right there. You know what I mean? Like, fuck me in the ear, suck on these titties, and play with that. Like, have me on the high note. You know? Like, I mean, it's just like, I just don't consider anything a, because if, like, come on now, anybody could bust your guts open. Any motherfucker on this planet, anybody with a dick, a little dick, a big dick, a medium dick, any kind of dick could sit there and hit a certain wall and make you feel like you about to throw up or whatever. That's any dick. It takes a real dick to know how to please you in all motherfucking ways. Cause it's like I said, it's not just penetration. Like, don't just penetrate me. I don't need you to just penetrate me. Shit, I could get a dildo and penetrate my ass. That's not all I need. I need the exterior parts, you know, played around with. I need you to make me bust like I ain't never bust before. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a motherfucking freak. And for my bitches, I don't, like, consider somebody giving sloppy toppy a freak. Anybody could give sloppy fucking toppy. Anybody could slurp. All of that. Anybody could do all that. Anybody could spit on the dick. Anybody could, you know, sit on the tip. Anybody could do all that. But what I consider a real motherfucking freak is one of them bitches that know how to get Motherfucker, you know how to get with them balls and a dick at the same motherfucking time? Do you know how to ride the motherfucking balls and a dick at the same time? I mean, bring that shit back. Like, I mean, ride that shit like you ain't never rode that shit before. That's a motherfucking freak. Had that nigga toes curling. If you ain't got his toes curling, if that nigga ain't in awe every time y'all fuck, you ain't a freak. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to, you know, put that on him. Like, slap that on them. You don't know what you're doing. You know? Like, so I don't consider Sloppy Toppy a freak. All right, yeah, you give Sloppy Toppy. Okay, use a brain buster. You a brain buster. But my freaks, like, you gotta play with all parts at, like, you know? You gotta know how to get in the cracks and the nicks and the crannies. Everywhere pleasurable. Everywhere imaginably pleasurable, you are hitting those spots. That's my motherfucking freak. That's a freak. Male, female, doesn't matter the gender. That's a motherfucking freak. I don't give a fuck who you are, what you are, how good you give head. I don't give a fuck. If you don't know how to penetrate all parts of the motherfucking external and internal parts, you are not a motherfucking freak, baby. Mm-hmm. No, baby. Mm-mm. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, some, and like I said, like I always say, a lot of episodes, is a fine line between freaky and BDSM. I don't do that BDSM shit. No, 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 no. I'm not into the BDSM shit. I cannot fuck with no motherfucker. Now, bondage, yeah. I will be bondage. I could be bondage. And you know what I mean? Let you do your thing. But like I said, you better be hitting all motherfucking spots. You better not just trying to hit my guts out. I'm not fucking with that. I don't fuck with that. That's not a freak. Not a freak for me, baby. So get your freak up. Get your freak up. Learn the parts of the body. Learn the external and internal parts of the body. Don't just be trying to smack that shit around. Nah, get in there good. I mean, like, where every part of the body is shivering, like it's shaking, like there's no parts of the body that's not feeling every inch of every touch that you're giving. Like, I mean, I've had it, so I don't know. Y'all gotta get y'all freak nature up. Y'all gotta get y'all freak nature up. Stop thinking that this shit is just about tearing guts up. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's about at all. Stop thinking that shit is just about sloppy toppy. Because that's not what it's about. That's not all it's about. Like, yeah, sloppy toppy matters. But there's other parts of the sexual body and encounters and parts and exterior links that you gotta get into. Like, it is other parts. I'm telling you right now, it's not all about tearing them guts up. But babies, you know your girl rock with y'all, lay y'all down. And this was that freak nasty episode. So we do have a guest star on Monday. I can't wait for Monday's episode. Tune in, baby loves. Tune in. If you want to support the podcast, we do have a support link that you are able to go ahead and tap on. You're able to start at 99 cents. If you want to donate anything to the podcast, feel more than welcome to. If you are not able to, you are loved just as much. See you next episode, guys, babies. Love you.